the socialist movement.
No, never.
No. Did you belong to some organizations that were for charity, like the orphanage or the home for the aged
Not in Eurochem.
Not until you came to Pittsburgh.
Not until I came to Pittsburgh.
Yes, but when you came to Pittsburgh.
Well, then I started sewing for Hadassah and joined Hadassah right away for over 50 years.
Yes.
And I know Mrs. Dixon, who pushed me into it. I mean, not into Hadassah, I gladly belonged to it, but she was responsible for my activities.
When you came to Pittsburgh, that was when the Council of Jewish Women was young and was creating, like with the Columbian Council. Do you remember that at all?
Yes, I remember, not much.
At the Irene Hoffman Center.
Yes, but I didn't go much. I remember joining it, but I seldom went to the meetings until Ada Berger was there.
That will happen later, of course. Do you remember the little blue boxes? I'm sure you have.
Oh, we never were without one.
Yeah, which ones did you have?
The National Fund.
The National Fund.
And the mother had
There were charity ones. I don't consider the Jewish National Fund charity.
Well, there were three or four in our house, and Friday night the money was for them.
Before Shabbos, did you make other contributions to the community?
In your shell, we always did for the shul.
And in Pittsburgh?
And in Pittsburgh, we never always did.
Hospital?
I was a member of Hospital Aid, and I was a member of the council.
Do you remember the old Montefiore Aid?
Oh, yes.
Well, that was unmarried girls, wasn't it?
I don't know, but I remember that.
Yes, I remember, it says here, where did you go to have a good time? Let's talk now about Pittsburgh.
Oh, about Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Well, there were used to be old-time family dinners like George's friends, George, what was the name of Garfinkel's and the Solas and.
You mean these were in private homes?
Private homes. They would have a Hanukkah party or a Purim party and
things. And did the synagogue
and
provide?
Jewish, and a few Jewish plays when they came, I remember seeing more in Pittsburgh than I've seen in New York.
Was that at the one of the theaters in town?
Yes, in
Pittsburgh
town.
Had about four live
I remember myself, I go to many of the matinees when they had it on Penn Avenue, you know, that stock company used to. Don't you know we have a stock company? Oh, everybody used to go to that. What was the name of that on Penn Avenue, Jordan?
You had the Fulton Theater?
I'm talking about Penn Avenue, where near the Roosevelt Theater there, one block from the Roosevelt they had. Well, we used to go to the theater in New York.
In the earlier days when you when we were here, did you and George go together?
Yes.
Or did you go with women?
No, I used to go myself once in a while and with George too, off and on. Not too many because he always was on the road.
And I have another question. Did you engage in any sports? Did you play golf or tennis?
I'm sorry, I never grew up again. Never stretched.
How soon after your marriage was your first child born?
It was born in September, a year.
Of what?
Of September 1912.
September 1912?
Yeah, but I lost the baby.
Oh, that's
my
first
child.
Baby
I lost.
Miriam
was born in 1914.
The next child was Miriam.
Then I had one born in 1915.
Yes.
That is at the end of December, so I'm 23 months apart.
Yeah.
And then Danny was born in 1925, 10 years later.
Now, was there anything distinctive about the way you brought them up? Did you have any theories about
I did. I'm afraid I had too many and they're all shot to pieces now. I followed Dr. Halt, and now I don't like him. I wish I hadn't followed
Dr.
him.
Dr. Halt?
Halt.
Halt. H-O-L-T.
Yes.
Oh, he was your guide.
He was my guide. And I was very bookish. And I read continually how to bring up children.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't deviate an ounce. And when somebody did something that used to break my heart, if my sister-in-law, somebody didn't talk right or didn't say things nice to the child, I was upset. And I couldn't wait when I did an article. And I did this up for 3 years, and I always felt it was such a lost year that I couldn't be myself with my kids. I was a silly mother. Now I see my Elaine, you know, what she does. Scolds them and she hollers at them and she has the healthiest, nicest youngster. By the way, her little kid is down back mitzvah tonight.
Now, is there anything more that you think would be especially interesting? After all, your children are quite distinguished, I think. Did you go out of your way to bring them to a love of books?
Yes.
I read
and I knew about 200 nursery rhymes myself. And I took Miriam to that German guy that I used to
Montessori.
The concert, he's dead many years
now. You mean the organ recital?
Symphonies and concerts.
Well,
and I tried very. She studied piano with the very best teachers, and she was quite a lover of piano. She still could play, but she doesn't. And Bucky, 3 years was wasted, and I was heartbroken because he didn't like to play. And then said he wanted a guitar. We bought him a guitar. It didn't do any good. And then he was in school. They discovered that he has music here. And Mr. Reed wanted us to buy him a French horn because he was in the second band. They said he put him in the first band. And Danny wouldn't practice, so he studied piano for 3 years,
now,
too.
Now, both your two older children have a very strong scientific
band. Yes, they have, yes.
Did they show that early?
Yes, they did. Miriam particularly. We used to continue to get letters from Carnegie Tech that, are you aware that you have a brilliant daughter? We also, not from Bucky. Bucky used to make very good grades, but we never got the letter. She was also a good scientist. But Miriam, when she does the work now, I sometimes ask her how she does the editing on books on things that are not familiar to her.
Sciences.
She says, I honestly think, Mother, that's something you're born with. She said, I couldn't tell you, but I simply have...
Well, Miriam remains at present a very outstanding scientific editor.
Yeah, she's right on the other convention in Los Angeles this week.
Yes. Well, I was just wondering if there was anything you could say. May I say, of course, in Miriam's case, it isn't just her love of science, because she was very gifted in her use of the language.
Well,
I remember when she was editor in the school paper.
That's right. And you know, she was asked by the, when she took her master's degree at Pitt, not at Tech, the French teacher urged her to take French to study that as a career. She's the only one in the field that is, I think, would have made a good linguist if she'd followed in, because after she got her laboratory job in New York, she needed advanced German, and she was working in the lab there, and she was studying the advanced German on the side, because the advanced German is important to science in some way.
Now, let me just get a word or two about Bucky. Let's get his correct name in.
Howard Lewis.
Howard Lewis.
You were the late. Howard Lewis Malakoff.
Now, he's a
chemical engineer.
Yes.
He's now head of research and development, and he's a vice president of City Service. He just got an award for being there 25 years.
Yes.
And he travels. He's about 300 men or something like that.
Well, we know, and of course, Danny is not engaged in intellectual activity.
No.
I only know that everybody loves him.
Yes, he's very lovable. And I took him down to the Child Guidance Center one day. They take a test, and they said they shouldn't only do good, they should do better. And he didn't want school. When he came in here, he said, Mother, this is a nice house, and I'm a free man.
He went
3-4 semesters to take up some.
One question I wanted to ask you before we leave this question of child rearing.
Yeah.
We haven't said anything about your parents coming to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And I know that they played an important role.
Oh, very
is related to the children.
I think that it did more for the children. They did more for the children than children did for them. The children adored them, and they were always waiting on them. And I think it gave them a kindliness and gentleness that I don't see in other people. I think I was lucky.
Well, I think it's obvious that the mouse cops are very sweet natured, and it shows up in
all their families. My one brother, and then there was another brother when my father wasn't well. Marrying George.
You marry an American?
And my father's an American.
Well, I have that paper. That's derivative.
Yeah.
He got his
American citizens the first 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
Studied for it and never shall need.
And then all the children.
Then all the children. And then when you marry an American, George was born in America.
And this was within 5 years after you landed, you were
Yeah, 5 or 6 years.
Now, do you remember when you first voted?
Well,
of course, as a woman, you didn't vote until the amendment gave the woman the vote. Must have been about 1922.
No, I didn't vote in Yorkshire. I voted here.
No, I'm sure you didn't, because women didn't have the vote then.
Yes.
Do you remember when you came to Pittsburgh and when you had the vote, which was in the 20s, do you remember what party you belonged to?
Democrat.
Yeah.
Even in Pittsburgh. I've always been a Democrat.
Because in those days, the Democratic Party was very weak in Pittsburgh.
I've never been a Democrat, Republican. Never.
Were you active? Did you do anything?
No. Only when Stevenson, rang doorbells a few times. But nothing important.
When did you first see a colored person?
In New Rochelle, New York.
You had never seen one in Europe?
No, I don't believe. I can't remember.
Yes.
If I have, I haven't.
Yes.
Of course, the Nikolai was a cosmopolitan city, but I don't remember. No.
How did you feel that they were different from the people that you knew?
I didn't. I always was very eager to know them. We spoke well. We enjoyed I was a good listener, and I always was very kind. I always felt that they were different. I had no problem.
Did any work for you? Any college
work for you?
Always. Did you get to know any one of them very well, not just as employer and employed, but as a friend? Would you ever get to know
him? No, I think Bucky did. One that went to school with him here in.
But you didn't have
any. No, I have personal friendship with my maid like you have, you know.
Who were the people with whom you first became friendly?
In Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Well, it was the friends of George's, the Garfinkel, Sola people.
Were these people business friends?
Mostly business people, I did go with my father to study Esperanto when I was pregnant with him. And I had a year of that, and then I had it stuck.
Well, where was that? At Duquesne?
No, that was at the Carnegie Library. We used to go twice a week.
How did you go from the block to Carnegie Library?
No, we then lived on Highview Street.
Oh, I see, yes. So you don't remember being friendly with Goyen particularly?
Oh, yes.
But I mean, beyond
indeed. I write to them still. I was friendly with the Mrs. Kathy, a Scots lady, she's dead now, and her daughter still writes to me, and I write to her. I'm friendly with
them. How did you get to know her?
They were my neighbors. And we were very intimate.
And I'm sure you took little home.
Yes.
If I know you
that's
were happy.
Right. And I just had a letter from Clearwater from the Moors. They're very friendly people.
Yes.
And I must say, for even the neighbors now, there's a young couple. She's Hungarian and he's Italian. They're charming. They have a baby of 2-year-old. And the next door is a Welshman married to a Scandinavian.
So they have become lasting
friends. Well, lasting is right.
Yes.
Very good friends.
Now, did you have relatives in Pittsburgh? Beyond what you've talked to me about now.
Well, yes.
In Pittsburgh.
Well,
was that why you came to Pittsburgh?
No, we came because I married George.
And George wanted to come
to George lived here.
Oh, he was already in Pittsburgh.
Yes, he was an orphan living with his sister.
I see, I see. Now, here's a question. With whom did you celebrate Seder the first few years?
with the lot.
And what were they?
George's father, and he lived with his sister, and we only celebrated Seder with them. And later on, my family would come on, my father and mother, when they were in New York, and we celebrated ourselves.
Yes.
When the children came, we began to celebrate too.
Yes. All right. Now, at the time, Mr. and Mrs. Malakoff reside at 1454 Shady Avenue, where they have lived for
27 years.
All three of their children are married. The daughter is the wife of a
psychoanalyst
in New York City, and she continues her work as scientific editor. They have one child. The son is research engineer for development with the city's service oil, and he lives in Princeton, New Jersey?
No, he lives in Mountainside, New Jersey.
Mountainside.
They lived in Plainfield, now they live in
Mountainside, New Jersey.
They just bought a home.
He has one child. And Daniel Malakoff lives in Pittsburgh.
We have four children.
And is in business and has four children.
Right.
Mrs. Malakoff has for many years been a valued leader, especially in Hadassah and in other organizations. And her husband was in business for many years and is now retired. Is that the way I should say that? Not retired.
Retired.
I see. Dated March 20th, 1911, is from a newspaper in New Rochelle describing the presentation of a
bracelet
to Miss Alice Malakoff in recognition of her services to an educational organization. Alice, who retained her name on marriage, has continued this type of life and activity to the present moment in her 79th year.
That's right.
I just thought I'd
see. I kept all these things as a show. But you see,
intake.